Cassius Dudley, I'd like to call the Osage Nation Congress to order. It is April 7th, 2017 at 10 a.m., 10:04 a.m. We are on the 11th day of our Hunka session, and Ms. Walker, would you please remember our prayer?
Father, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for the beautiful sunshine, for the spring weather, Lord. Lord, I just pray that you would just give us the strength to do what you would have us do for this nation, and may the ultimate decisions be in consistency with your will. Lord, I ask that you would guide and give the wisdom to each of these members, and that there would be a unified body here instead of everyone acting in their own behalfs and beliefs and opinions, but that it would be a unified front for the entire nation. Mm-hmm. Lord, I ask that you would bless each and every body here and each and every member of this nation. Be with our men and women that are overseas and fighting for this country and for the freedoms that we have, and for those that are here within this nation as well. Lord, just give our president guidance as well. I ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Papalohead.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supermall.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's you.
Assistant Chief Redstone.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Would you please look over the journal for April 6th?
On page 2, on the motion to approve the journal, there's a one absent, one abstaining. On the motion to approve, it says 11 yeas and 0 nays. Underneath.
The abstention falls in the vote before we approve 2 journals.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you. Motion's made. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The Journal for, with one abstention from Congressman Norris, and the Journal for April 6th is approved. Next is report of select committees. Are there any select committees to report this morning? Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
One moment, please. We've got a speaker, Congress, Assistant Chief Redcorn. Appropriations Committee met yesterday, April 6th, and considered bill number ONCA 1753. Sponsor is Ron Shaw. Final committee action was do pass with amendments. Voting yes was Shaw, Whitehorn, Tillman, and Pratt. Two absent, Norris and Maker.
Read the title here.
I was remiss in not mentioning that so we know what 1753 is. An act to authorize and appropriate $125,000 to the Capital Asset Improvement Fund for the listed capital asset improvement projects and to establish an alternative effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Are there any other select committees to report? Seeing none, reports of standing committees. Seeing none, introduction to bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced this morning? Okay, next is bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Shaw.
Reading in ONCA 1757. An act to amend ONCA 1690, 1691, 1692, 1694, and 1695 to provide for supplemental appropriations in the total amount of $709,257 and to establish an alternate effective date. Also, reading in ONCR 1720, a resolution to approve a revised fiscal year 2017 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation.
Thank you, Congressman. ONCA 1757 is assigned to appropriations. Congresswoman Edwards.
I object to that assignment. I would ask that the different sections of the bill first go to the committees of jurisdiction and then back and then back to appropriations. There's a precedent for that. We've done it that way before.
Is that a motion?
It is.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Congresswoman Edwards?
At least two of you, and probably more like six of you, will recall that in the past we have had one appropriation bill, but we always, we've divided out sections in the past and assigned those sections to the different committees of jurisdiction to review. I wish that this bill hadn't come in this format because I think it makes it a lot harder to conform to our constitutional requirement of transparency and budgeting. If I understand correctly, if this bill goes through the way it is, you're not going to be able to look at one division bill and see what the appropriation is for the annual appropriation for that division. You're going to have to go to this second bill as well. Now, I might stand corrected if somebody tells me that's not the way it's going to work. But also, you know, the committees worked through the annual appropriation to the different divisions, and I think it's only right that they work through the proposed revisions to those appropriations so that they're informed, and then the people that are delegated with the task of serving on appropriations can also go back to appropriations and provide them that information. Otherwise, the people that are on appropriations from the different standing committees haven't had the opportunity to look at that and get the committee input.
Congressman Shaw?
Well, certainly, either dividing it up into five bills or taking it in five different pieces with the committee's jurisdiction certainly isn't an outlandish idea. It's certainly one option. But just as the movement reported out just now or stated, that there's a member of each of those committees' jurisdiction that makes up the Appropriations Committee that together are familiar with, representative of, elected by those committees to represent them. To split this up and to create a multifaceted process certainly is very transparent, but I consider it an onerous process and a very disjointed way to approach this versus using all the representative members of the committees of jurisdiction to go through that bill and make decisions and amendments. Certainly amendments can still be made on the floor if necessary, but I will tell you that will be a mammoth process trying to get that put together. And I just think that that if the Congress wants to consider this bill, this is the one that's the most efficient by being assigned to the Appropriations Committee. And really, to suggest that that's not transparent if it's referred to the Appropriations Committee just isn't accurate.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Buffalo, ahead.
Well, I was going to make the point also that each person that's on the Appropriations Committee is made up from people that each other committee has elected to be on there. And if the committees wish they could have their appropriations member come back with a report, my concern with breaking it up is they're not going to be on the same agenda or maybe even day. I mean, obviously not the same agenda, but they might likely not even be the same week of being heard. I just think that I understand your concern, but I will not be voting yes for this.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Well, if this is the precedent that we're going to set, and I don't believe you've ever done this before, and I'll defer to the people that have been around, then there's no reason for us to ever put the individual division bills in the committees of jurisdiction either, based on that logic. Why would we go do it in September and then not do it in March? I mean, the logic extends all the way around. And the idea that it's not going to be efficient now, this session is set in the Constitution and by law. Everyone knew it was coming. Now, why we waited till the last day of the second week, I don't know, but I am sure that that shouldn't be a reason not to have the committees of jurisdiction consider these issues. And if you want us to talk to our representative, how is it that you want us to communicate to our representative our concerns? I mean, that would have to be through our standing committee meeting. So without the benefit of the bill in front of us, I don't understand how that would work, because we learned about these bills in our standing committees. So if we're going to change this policy, then I am going to be all for having the Appropriations Committee do all the general appropriation operating expenses to the nation from now on, because there's no reason to split it up in midstream.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Two things. Could I please have the motion read so I can see what we're really being requested to vote on?
The motion is to appeal the assignment of ONCA 1753 to appropriations and request each portion be sent to the committees of jurisdiction.
Okay, thank you. So my comment to that is, as a person that works with appropriation bills, we all do that. I have in the past had to go back and try to figure out, okay, so how do they get this sum of money in here and why? And to try to track, to see what our annual appropriations look like. We need to be a trackable, transparent government. When you have one bill sitting over here that's trying to push out 100,000 here, 70,000 here into different divisions, it's very, very difficult to track. If you're an Osage citizen, it's near impossible for you to go to our website and see what we've done with the Osage people's money. That's why I was a supporter and put transparency in budgeting in our legislative portion of the Constitution. I agree that, well, the sponsor of the bill, the appropriations chair, called me and asked me what I thought about putting it into one bill, and I told him, I said, on the face, my first objection was, it's not trackable. It's hard to see. Might be easier for us to do. Might be ease and, you know, one group of people to listen to it. Might be easy. But we aren't sitting here to do easy things. We're sitting here to make good, solid decisions for the Osage people. We're on day 11. I don't understand why this is just now coming over on day 11 and being filed on day 11 of this session. That they've known that they needed to do these budget modifications now for maybe a month and a half, maybe 6 weeks. So I will support at least this portion I will support this motion. I still don't think it's the correct solution for this. And that's just me as one member's opinion. So we have done it before. Precedent has been set that we have done it before, but now we have a new constitutional amendment in our Constitution that dictates to us that we shall be transparent and accountable for the Osage people's money, all of us.
Thank you. Congressman Shaw, and then Congressman Mason.
Actually, I would foresee if it were pieced out to different committees, that would be less trackable, not more trackable. And while I'm not trying to circumvent the committees of jurisdiction just because it's easy, there's not going to be anything easy about the different process in the different parts of this bill for anybody, whether it be one committee or five different committees. Trying to combine the results of the pieces of having them pieced out to the committees will be extremely challenging, if not near impossible. I think that while I realize my colleagues have concerns about, oh, why is it the 14th day or the 10th day of the session that we're sending this out? Our own rules allow us certain times to be able to get bills filed. You know, when I get a bill, I try to get it into legislative analysts after the budget analyst has looked at it. We get it filed. We get it read in. We've got 3 p.m. deadlines going. So, yes, in a perfect world, it would have been read out on day one. But right now, the nation has needs that are addressed by this legislation. And I'm, as a member of the Appropriations Committee, I'm willing to take this because I really think it's in the best interest of the nation to address it by a single committee.
Congressman Mason, and then Congressman Whitehorn, if you can, we can try to wrap up after that and vote.
Okay, thank you. On our agenda, it says bills and resolutions on first reading. And number A, and I believe that has been completed. The bill has been read in officially first time. Then the speaker assigns that bill to a committee, which you have done. And Congresswoman Edwards has disagreed with that decision. And I think that, if I'm not mistaken, that's kind of where we are as to where this bill goes. It's still alive. It goes somewhere. I think next day or whenever, whatever committee gets it, would be an appropriate time, whether we keep the bill alive or table it or kill it. You know, that's up to the committees, whatever the report out. I'd rather go on with where it's going to be assigned and let's go from there. Thank you.
Well, I'll comment back to that. And I did assign it to appropriations, but that's because I was really confused as to where to assign it, because there are so many bills lumped into the one. So I felt that was appropriate because I didn't know how to decide between the five, I guess. So that's just my comments back. I don't have a problem that it would go back. I guess, have any feeling about being challenged, and I was probably expecting it because I, like I said, it's a little confusing. So. Congresswoman Whitman?
Well, just to the sponsor's comment on ease of use, I believe that I want to roll it back out into having one bill that addresses how many divisions, 5 divisions in one bill. I think that's the problem. Yes, I believe that sending it I think committees of jurisdiction need to visit what's going on within those division bills, but you've lumped them all into one bill, so that makes it, that's what makes it confusing. In the beginning, I believe it could have been written into five different division bills, the divisions that attached and assigned to the committee. So that's what my objection is, and that's why I'm going to support this motion.
Congressman Walker.
Well, I don't perceive this, as far as the sponsor goes, and agreeing with him also as the appropriation chair, that this is being done or a matter of ease. This is an appropriation bill that's made up of appropriations for different appropriations for different divisions. The appropriations committee is made up of representatives from different committees of jurisdiction. I've seen Congressman Shaw as the appropriations chair sit there multiple times during this session and work with the budget analyst on where we are, express that to his committee, the appropriations committee. Undoubtedly, in my mind, they're the most suited to go over a multi-layered appropriation bill. So I think voting yes for this and going down that road and through that process would be silly. I'll be definitely voting no for this.
I have a point of order. I'll call the question.
State your point of order. Well, no, if you, okay. Are you, no, that's I'm what you're, I can't really hear you, so if that's what you're saying, okay, if that's what you're calling, then we need to vote on that.
Well, that's gonna fail.
So we are voting on to call for the question. Roll call.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
What?
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Call for the question.
We are voting on, right now, she called for the question. We are voting on whether or not to cease discussion and actually vote.
Okay.
So right now, you're just voting on whether or not you want to be quiet and vote or continue discussion.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Okay.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. Okay. We will now be voting on the motion.
So can I have a point of order now?
Congressman Evers, if it's truly a point of order and not one extra opportunity to debate.
No, it's going straight to you guys to decide.
Okay, what is the question?
Does the assignment violate standing or rule 7.64?
Committee's subject matter jurisdiction extends to all matters reasonably comprehended in the name of the committee. A committee's particular jurisdiction extends to any bill, resolution, confirmation, or other measure referred to it by the Congress, including review of the budgets of the agencies, boards, and commissions reasonably encompassed in its subject matter jurisdiction. So, Mr. Gill, could you comment to whether, to Congresswoman Edwards' question, whether it's not quite clear to me because it's still a little.
I don't see how it would violate this section. Could the legislation be passed to other committees? Yes. This is a very broad section, and it allows for the committees to hear any measures that are referred to by Congress. So, no, it doesn't violate it.
All right, roll call.
Congressman Hamilton.
Are you
you raising your hand to have the motion repeated again?
I wanted the motion repeated, so I'll be sure of what I'm voting on. Thank you.
Okay. The motion is a motion to appeal the assignment of ONCA 1757 to the Appropriations Committee and request each portion be sent to the committees of jurisdiction.
By that, I mean each
Congresswoman Edwards, you are out of order. Congressman Hamilton.
No.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
No.
Congressman Shaw.
No.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
No.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethel-Head.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes.
Take that vote.
I wasn't paying attention. I'll have to wait to see what the vote was. I mean, I wasn't paying attention to the count. I'm paying attention to the vote. Okay, she's not, doesn't. Feels like she's missing a vote.
It's 7-5, it failed.
That's right.
Thank you for watching that. Okay, so the motion fails. Okay. 1757. I don't recall if I assigned ONCR 1720, but ONCR 1720 is assigned to appropriations. Congressman Mason.
Okay, the result of the vote, what happens now? What did?
It will go to appropriations. It will stay in appropriations.
Thank you.
Okay. We are now on general order day one, second reading. Congressman Mason.
Oh. Okay. Thank you, Madam Speaker. Referencing ONCA 16-104, an act to authorize and appropriate $30,000 to the executive branch for the summer scholarship awards and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Shaw.
Getting in ONCA 1724, an act to authorize and appropriate $516,124 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for purchase of medical equipment to be utilized at the Wichita Health Clinic and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Tillman.
Madam Speaker, I'd like to reference ONCA 17-26, an act to establish an intergovernmental education fund to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
1728 is an act to require that resolutions of the Osage Nation Congress signed by the principal chief or enacted by legislative override be binding on the Osage Nation when so designated and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1751 is an act to authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Barnstall to purchase 5 fire hydrants and to appropriate $10,500 for that purpose.
Thank you. Congressman Mason.
Referencing ONCA 17-52, an act to amend ONCA 16-79 to establish eligibility, deadlines, and mandate an application process to assess academic camp funding through a summertime achievement reward scholarship, STAR, for Osage student high academic achievers.
Thank you. We're now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 1734, an act to amend 15 ONC section 8-104 of the Open Records Act to make interest or ownership of restricted or trust property a protected record and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, we'll advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1736, an act to amend sections 2, 3, and 4 of ONCA 1658 to remove the requirement of approval of a capital budget by resolution of Congress and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCR 1712, a resolution to express the Osage Nation has no confidence in the Osage Agency Superintendent Robin Phillips and to request that she be removed from the position of superintendent and replaced with a capable candidate selected after consultation with the Osage Minerals Council and the Principal Chief. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. We are now on motions and notices. Congressman Shaw.
Appropriations Committee meeting today, 1 to 3.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Hamilton.
Congressional Affairs meeting, IFS.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Kupernall.
Commerce meets from 3 to 5, but I think we're going to get away from there quick. It won't last for 5. Also.
Okay, yes, continue, please.
I don't expect to make a decision today, but I wondered if there's been thought given to how we're going to go about establishing the budget procedure by law before the budget cycle begins. We're going to have a special session or what?
Congressman Whitehorn.
Well, I still I believe we have Budget Parameters and Limitation Act that still stands. That's just my opinion. And then I believe that we have some legislation that Congresswoman Edwards has introduced that covers the form of the budget. Is that correct?
Yes.
So I don't know that we've done a comprehensive swipe of what we've done in the past, but I guess that could always be considered, and I haven't done so yet.
We have law on revenue projection, and we have law on when the appropriation requests are in. So I think when we fill in with this budget format, we should be in decent shape. I was just looking at the rules, and there's some things missing from the Appropriations Committee, some reports that we need to get as soon as possible.
I have two appointees that I need to assign. Bill Thorne has been appointed to the Health Authority Board, is being referred to the Health and Social Services Committee. I keep looking at him. Or Congressman Walker. That's your committee, so, and then also Kay Bills for the Tallgrass Economic Development Board is referred to the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. And then also, just a reminder, I haven't been able to look over, but I know there are several pieces that need to be addressed. And I just want to remind everyone that April 18th is the day that we would need to get legislation out in order for it to come back for a possible veto override without an extension. So I'm just letting the committee chairs, I'm just reminding the committee chairs that that would be the date. Congressman Walker?
Just want to put the Congress on notice. You may already be aware, but these wildlife regulations, comment period ends on the 12th. We're going to be voting on these eventually. I highly encourage you to read them, review them, make comments, notify Osages that hunt fish that may be affected by these. I'm going through them right now, and I'm about halfway through, and I've got 2 pages worth of comments. So please review these. It's important.
Congresswoman Whitehead?
I'd like to thank Congressman Walker for, I've read through them, but I'm not as expert as he is on that hunting stuff, but he's got a lot of good comments here. So I think it's very important because they'll stand or they'll be put before us. So possibly this gives them the opportunity, if you comment on it, it gives our ENR department the opportunity to tune them up again or tune them before they send them over here for congressional approval. It's just a step in the process that will get us a good set of regulations. So please pay attention and comment on them if you have or know people that need to.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Shaw.
Madam Speaker, if it's appropriate, I would like to give a very brief report on the state of our appropriation request versus the balance in our general fund and our revenue fund. I will follow it up with a email to the Congress today. My committee, the Appropriations Committee, has been working on appropriation priorities to try to give some specific guidance so that we can fall within the balances of those different funds. Part of the requirements of the Appropriations Committee is to let the Congress know whenever we're beyond 95% of projected revenue. But when we're starting to use these funds to appropriate out of, whether it be economic development or retained revenue, if the appropriation requests out of a specific fund are greater than the balance in the fund, I would consider that a similar situation that the Congress needs to be advised of. For example, we have in excess of $4.1 million in appropriation requests from the retained revenue fund, but yet there is only a $2.9 million balance in the retained revenue fund. So unless bills are either moved to a different funding source, such as the general fund, or the amounts are reduced, or the bills are withdrawn, there's not enough in the retained revenue fund to fund all the appropriation requests that are requested to come out of the retained revenue fund based on the current balance. So we have $2.9 million in the retained revenue fund and $1.74 million in the general fund. Currently, the general fund has enough of a balance to cover the request within that fund. So I will follow it up with a grid that shows all those amounts as the bills are currently filed so the Congress can consider that and receive that today.
Okay, thank you. Any other motions or notices? I would entertain a motion
to adjourn until 10 a.m. Monday.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, say no. We are adjourned until Monday morning at 10 a.m.
I don't care all about this.